Finally, I hit upon the total abstinence concept used with treating alcoholics. If Alex and Elaine came to me today, I would set strict rules for Alex never to see Harriet again. To ensure that he keep his end of the bargain, I would insist that Alex give Elaine a 24-hour-a-day schedule of his whereabouts. If Alex cries foul or unfair, I simply say, I know this sounds childish and unfair, but we have a very serious problem here. You say you aren't seeing Harriet anymore. Well, if you mean business, you won't have any trouble providing Elaine with a schedule so that she can feel secure about being able to contact you at any time. Furthermore, you should call her periodically just to check in now and then. Does this 24-hour-a-day checking really work? I assure you, it works better than simply trusting Alex. Admittedly, there is one real drawback in arranging for this kind of checkup system for someone like Alex. Elaine's account in his love bank will not rise rapidly when she checks up on him, and he has to make check-in calls to her. In fact, initially such actions cause further withdrawals from her love bank balance, because Alex will feel annoyed and irritated. Obviously, we must do more than leave Alex feeling as if he has a parole officer. Typically, a strained spouse, confronted with this, responds with total depression. He is trying to save his marriage, but he feels miserable. Now, cut off from Harriet, somebody he loves very much and who met some of his most important emotional needs, and with the checkup going, he finds himself trapped. Step 4. Start meeting each other's needs. The fourth step in my program for surviving an affair provides the way out of that trap. Elaine must learn to meet the emotional needs that Harriet met. I realized Alex strayed, but Elaine must come to grips with his unfulfilled emotional needs that left him vulnerable. If all goes well, Elaine will make herself more available to Alex sexually and start joining him in some of his favorite activities. An ideal scenario would find her reading a book about computers and programming to understand better what he does for a living. And to put icing on that cake, she could start giving him more support at home and stop complaining about how he doesn't earn enough money or do enough around the house. All this could take many weeks and months. Probably Alex hadn't shown Elaine enough affection, and that's why she resisted him sexually. In addition, Alex would need some coaching and having conversations with Elaine. Instead of simply judging Elaine for not being interested in his computer world, he would have to learn how to talk to her about her interests and feelings. Elaine needed very deeply the quality of conversation Alex had shared with Harriet. Obviously, Elaine's basic female need for honesty and openness has fallen into serious disrepair. Alex will have to work hard and long to regain her trust, but he can do it. If I counseled Alex and Elaine, I would make a special point to warn Elaine that she has started down a long and bumpy road. In fact, at first, she should expect little positive return for her efforts. Elaine should not expect that as a result of all her changes in her behavior, Alex would suddenly become more loving, caring, and faithful. In fact, as I mentioned, Alex will initially react with depression. If he honestly described his thoughts, he would tell Elaine he spends a great deal of time thinking about Harriet. Elaine could even expect some lying and deceit on Alex's part for a certain period of time. Alex will feel tempted to try to sneak away to meet Harriet again. No matter how well Elaine meets Alex's needs, he will remain in love with Harriet for some time to come. Alex and Elaine can rebuild their marriage by beginning to meet each other's 5 basic needs. They can reignite the flames of their own love, but all their efforts may not completely extinguish the flame of love ignited by Alex's affair with Harriet. It may burn low, but it might never go out completely. Just as an alcoholic remains addicted to alcohol the rest of his life and never dares to touch another drink, Alex will remain vulnerable to Harriet for life and should not see her again. When I tell a wife that her strained husband will always be vulnerable to his lover, the typical reaction is often one of despair. "Then why should I stay with him at all?" is the common response. "Because you love him and you want to survive this ugly mess," I answer. "I don't like telling you this any more than you like hearing it, but I've seen it too many times. You must accept the fact that your husband will be vulnerable to the other woman, but that doesn't mean you can't build a stronger love between the two of you."